This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, it's the top of the hour, America. Bill Martinez here with you. As always, good to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com, that's the address. And if you want to drop me an email, we love hearing from you, Bill@BillMartinezLive.com. Well, a lot of talk this morning about the president meeting on CNN with Anderson Cooper. And I got to tell you, I appreciate him dealing with some tough questions. It may have been, as some said, a bit of a surprise for him, a little bit unusual. He answered some tough questions, and I respect him for that. Many conservatives were skeptical before him, but CNN's town hall forum on Thursday served as a way for the president to face tough questions from critics who believe the new gun control regulations are infringing on the Second Amendment. And here's a clip, you know, from last night's town hall meeting.
A law enforcement agency working under the FBI that is doing enormous work in going after criminals and drug cartels and have a pretty dangerous job. So it's not as if doing background checks or auditing gun sales is all that they're doing. Part of my proposal is also developing better technologies so that we can do tracing of shells when a crime is committed, in order to figure out who exactly are the perpetrators of the crime and where did they obtain the weapon. So there's a whole bunch of other elements to this that are going to be important. But my hope is that responsible gun dealers like yourself and your organization are going to be supportive of this proposal, because it should actually help push away unscrupulous dealers, and that means more customers for you guys.
Well, you know, the fact of the matter is this administration has been a boom to gun sales, no doubt about it. I think we have more guns out there than the population of the United States, according to, the latest statistics. And the gun owner just, you know, said, hey, look, why don't we just enforce the current laws, you know, which is a good point in what a lot of Americans are asking. And, of course, we're going to delve in this a little bit more, so stay with us on that. Our initial guest this morning is Joel Rosenberg, one of my favorite authors. I'll tell you, Joel writes in such a way that it's with a prescient perspective, because so often he'll write about things that are happening, politically and as they say, geopolitical, and you think, wow, his books are just coming right off the headlines, but he writes the books, you know, about 12 months, 18 months in advance, and it just as they come off the press, it's like they're just coming off the headlines, you're saying, how can he be this fast? Just incredible insight. His latest book is called The First Hostage, and we're going to talk about that first book, and we're also going to talk about apocalyptic Islam, what it means. I mean, Joel lives in Israel now. It's going to be interesting. I leave for Israel next week, so I'll be there for a week. It'll be great, if we get an opportunity to run into one another. But his perspective as a result of living in Israel is quite fascinating and enlightening. And, of course, he asks a question about our decision, our choice on our next U.S. president. He says what the next U.S. president will need to know about Iran and the Islamic State. As you may recall, Donald Trump was asked a tough question by my friend Hugh Hewitt, and seemed to put him sideways a little bit because he just didn't quite have all the answers. And Hugh gave him a recommendation in terms of a little primer and what might be helpful in helping him understand, you know, what's going on with Iran and the Islamic State. But nonetheless, the fact of the matter is, ladies and gentlemen, we the people need to, you know, be asking these tough questions and need to be looking for the answers for this next president, because clearly we're going to need a specialized type of president on this next election if we're going to get this country back on track. It is 4 minutes after the top of the hour. Stay with us. We got more coming up.
complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that style? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop.
Well, we're back with you, America. Welcome back. 6 minutes after the top of the hour. I'm Bill Martinez, and as I said before, Joel Rosenberg is going to be with us, and he is here. New York Times bestselling author of both fiction and nonfiction books. He's become known for predicting coming events in his fiction books, including 9/11-style attacks, predicted the plane that would fly into the building in Denver. He's a former writer for Rush Limbaugh, former campaign manager for Steve Forbes, a dual citizen in U.S. and Israel. Joel, always good to have you with us. How you doing?
Doing well. Great to be with you, Bill. Happy New Year.
Yeah, Happy New Year to you. You know, your perspective with you now based in Israel. In fact, I'm going to join you there. I'll be there next week.
Great.
With a bunch of pastors from Kufi, which I'm looking forward to. It'll be my first time to Israel, so we're going to be on quite
Thank
the tour.
Thank you for coming.
Yeah,
we're going. I'm actually in Manhattan at the moment, but
oh, okay, all right,
going.
Okay. Well, first of all, congratulations on the new book, The First Hostage. You know, with you, the way you write your books, you know, I was bragging about you earlier. I said, he has such a prescient perspective that your books come off, and next thing you know, the headlines are following, and you know, and I'm going, okay, are we going to have The First Hostage as a headline coming soon to America?
I pray to God that we do not. As this novel begins, this novel, The First Hostage, it's fiction. It's a political thriller, but it is about a worst case scenario, and that is, what if the Islamic State plotted the ultimate capture of the ultimate hostage, the President of the United States, to attack a Middle East peace summit where the president would be, you know, would be hosting it, and then begin to not only capture him but threaten to behead him if certain demands aren't met. I mean, that is just a horrifying circumstance, a situation. Now, The First Hostage, which just was released, it's a sequel to the novel that came out last January, the first in this series called The Third Target. And
right.
That novel begins with this New York Times reporter, J.B. Collins, who hears a rumor that ISIS is planning some horrific attack somewhere, but he is trying to figure out who these guys are, what they want, where they're going to attack. And that was book one, and this picks up, The First Hostage picks up 6 seconds after the cliffhanger ending of The Third Target. But God forbid that anything like this happens.
Right. Some people would say, why is Joel giving the enemy some ideas? Well, I would say to you, don't think that the enemy hasn't thought about this. I mean, you know, it wasn't that long ago when the possibilities of planes being hijacked and taken into buildings in New York was maybe a very far-fetched idea. And look what happened. Reality finally struck.
Well, that's right. Yes, my first novel was about radical Muslims hijacking a jet plane, flying it into an American city. Now, I wrote that 9 months before September 11th, but it wasn't published. I was finishing it on the morning of 9/11/2001 in Washington, D.C., where my wife and kids and I were living at that time. In fact, as I was on the second to last chapter of that first novel I'd ever written, Mm. And at that moment, Flight 77 from American Airlines was being hijacked at the airport 15 minutes from our house, turned around, flown over our house, and into the Pentagon. So I am not trying to predict specific events, and I am not I'm certainly not trying to aid and abet an enemy. Mm. I have studied radical Islam since I went to Israel to study in 1987. I worked for Prime Minister Netanyahu, for other U.S. and Israeli leaders. I've traveled to Iraq 4 times, to Afghanistan, lived in Egypt with my family for 3 months. I've been writing about this, thinking about this, studying this, talking to former terrorists. I've been talking to arrested terrorists. I've been talking to former CIA directors, and even the Prime Minister of Jordan last year, trying to understand the mindset of people who want to destroy us and trying to write novels to help, first of all, to entertain, admittedly.
Right.
I want to keep people up all night till I get curses from them by Twitter at 5 or 6 in the morning saying, I've been up all night, I got to go to work in an hour, you're killing me here.
Yes.
That's what I want. But right. also, to help people imagine a world that could exist if our leaders don't understand the threat that we face.
Well, and that's the whole scenario here, Joel, is you are, in a sense, even though you're doing it in an entertaining way, you are really grabbing a hold of people's minds and shoulders and shaking them and saying, look it, we have a clear and present danger here, and sticking your head in the sand is not the answer.
Well, that's right. And I think that what concerns me enormously is we have a president of the United States right now who believes he understands Islam better than any American president in history, and clearly does not.
Mm.
Now, I know there are people who call the president a Muslim. I don't go there, but I do believe that, you know, having come from a Muslim background, been raised for a while in a Muslim country, Indonesia, he believes he understands it better than the rest of us. But what are we watching? We're watching America losing to radical Islam. And worse, it's not just – the president won't even acknowledge – he won't even define it as radical Islam. And how do you defeat an enemy that you refuse to define? But it's worse than that.
Mm-hmm.
As this novel, The First Hostage, examines and imagines, radical Islam is bad, but apocalyptic Islam, as I call it, is worse.
Yes.
What do I mean? Radical Islam is like Al-Qaeda, Hamas, the Taliban. These are people who want to use violence to get us to leave the Middle East, their what they call their holy land.
Mm.
That's so they'll attack us to try to get us to be exhausted, tired, and defeated, and to leave their part of the world. That's radical Islam. Apocalyptic Islam is worse. They don't want to simply attack us. They want to annihilate us. That's the words they use. So they want chemical weapons. They want nuclear weapons. They want long-range ballistic missiles. They want to commit genocide. Why? Because they believe they're not just trying to get rid of us in a certain part of the world. They want a global Islamic kingdom or
exactly.
a caliphate.
Mm-hmm.
They're driven by what they believe are Islamic prophecies about the end of the world, and they're actually trying to bring about the end of the world as we know it. This is infinitely more dangerous. And yet the current president, and I would add the two front runners in the presidential campaign, none of the three of them understand this.
Exactly. And Joel, you just laid it out brilliantly, and we need to, you know, you and I have had this discussion before and relevant to the apocalyptic Islam, and I like the way you put that in perspective from radical to apocalyptic, that we're not talking a regional caliphate anymore. We're talking a global caliphate, and this is much more threatening than we could even imagine. And as far as the president's worldview on this, I agree with you. I say whether or not he is a Muslim, clearly he was raised, he's got some awareness. You would think that the advantage would be with the United States because of that, but I'm not seeing a whole lot of advantage, and others are, you know, agree as well. Our conversation with Joel Rosenberg, his book, The First Hostage, more from Joel right after this. Stay with us, America. It's just about 14 minutes after the top of the hour.
Make a resolution for the new year and improve your health with exercise, a healthy diet, and plenty of water in 2016. Keeping your body hydrated is essential for your health. While tap water may look and smell clean, it may contain contaminants that are picked up on its journey to your faucet, which could be harmful to your health. Make sure your water is cleaner by using an at-home water filtration system, like Pure's Advanced Water Faucet Filter System, which can greatly improve the quality of your drinking water. Pure's faucet filter systems are certified to remove over 70 contaminants, including 99% of lead, 92% of pesticides, and 96% of mercury. The faucet filters last up to 3 months or 100 gallons of water and reduce 10 times more contaminants than the leading pitcher. Pure's faucet filter systems are easy to install and require no tools and start around $20, making filtering water at your home simple. Improve the quality of your water by filtering with Pure and raise a glass to your health and hydration this new year. For more information, visit pure.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
All right, Ron, and then Charles, quickly on a run.
Well, that was always going to be the problem. We can't trust these folks, but we do have to deal with them. And my problem with this is, in addition to missiles, something that was left off the table in the negotiations were our hostages there. We have a reporter, for example, with the Washington Post, who is still sitting in jail after we've cut a deal. And it gets down to, as it does with everything else with this administration, a question of competence and credibility. Even if you support this deal, do you really believe that this administration is going to be able to hold Iran accountable and make sure that the worst-case scenarios don't come out of this thing?
Kerry is totally oblivious to the asymmetry here. Once we say that the adherence starts today, that means that we released $150 billion and they have it, and it's not going to be reversed. It means the sanctions are lifted, and the Chinese, the Europeans, and others are not going to lift them, are not going to impose them again. On the other hand, we know they've been doing the missiles illegally, and we have no idea of knowing what the baseline of their uranium was with this ostentatious shipping of it abroad. If you don't know how much was held in the first place, you have no idea how much it has now. This is an administration hell-bent on doing this, and we will regret it for a generation.
Well, Joel Rosenberg is with us. We continue the conversation. Joel, you just heard Mr. Krautheimer there, Dr. Krautheimer, on Iran and, to your point, this apocalyptic Islam and this worldview that has absolutely permeated the Middle East.
Absolutely. And you had two interesting, on that clip, you have two interesting voices, Ron Fournier, the former Associated Press correspondent who covered the Clintons, who covered President Obama. And he's definitely left center, but he's a fair guy, and he's saying that even if you agree with the deal, you know, and you think it was a good deal, this president doesn't seem to have the capacity to keep the deal, to enforce it rather. And of course, Dr. Krautheimer, center right, saying that the president is hell bent, or I'm sorry, the Iranians are hell bent on getting the bomb, and again, this president doesn't seem to be to have the vision or the courage to stop Iran. This is what's so dangerous, and this is what my novel, The First Hostage, is about, which is what happens, what could happen if a president thinks he understands the threats that we face from radical and apocalyptic Islam, but he doesn't, and he's blindsided by an evil he does not understand. And unfortunately, we've got one more year of President Obama leading us down such a dangerous path, but the two frontrunners, Secretary Clinton and Donald Trump, neither of them have demonstrated any understanding, serious understanding, of radical Islam or apocalyptic Islam. Secretary Clinton supports President Obama's insane deal with Iran.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the reason the deal is insane is not because of the text. I've read the full text of the agreement. If you were making it with Denmark or the Philippines or Brazil, you know, it's an arms control agreement. It's fine.
Mm-hmm.
But the question is, who are you signing the deal with? And the Iranian leadership has said repeatedly that it wants to annihilate the United States of America and Israel.
And Israel, right.
It is building long-range ballistic missiles already in defiance of the very agreement that we just signed and other UN Security Council agreements. And if you study the end times theology that animates the Iranian leadership, you realize that, and I've studied it in depth, they want to bring about the end of the world as we know it by committing genocide against Jews and Christians, particularly annihilating the United States, so that they can hasten or accelerate the coming of their so-called Messiah, known as the Mahdi, or the 12th Imam.
Right.
If you understand that about them, you understand why this deal is insane, because it puts Iran on two pathways to nuclear weapons.
Exactly.
Number one, if they cheat on this deal, they'll get nuclear weapons. Mm-hmm. And number two, if they don't cheat, they just wait for 10 years, then all the sanctions and restrictions are removed, and they can build hundreds of nuclear weapons, and we would have nothing to say about it.
Exactly. Well, Joel, they're on the verge of getting, you know, billions of dollars here very shortly. And then we see what happened in North Korea. Reports are that the tentacles of Iran lead to North Korea. And we've got this report of, you know, whether or not it's an H-bomb, an atomic bomb that they detonated. You know, the scientists are still trying to, you know, discern exactly what they unleashed here. But, of course, you know, North Korea is claiming an H-bomb.
That's right. Well, that's a different novel that I wrote. That was called Dead Heat. It came out in 2008 about North Korea building an arsenal of nuclear weapons and firing four of them off of container ships at four different cities in the United States all at once during a presidential campaign year. Let's pray that doesn't happen. Mm-hmm. But that was a different novel. That's
right.
Look, the world is evil, and darkness is falling, Bill. And unfortunately, under President Obama's watch, the forces of freedom are in retreat. And this is going to be an incredibly dangerous year because you've got Vladimir Putin seeing the U.S. is on retreat, so he's moving into Syria. Iran sees America in retreat, so it has allowed people to attack, storm, burn down the Saudi embassy in Tehran. Issue after issue, the North Koreans testing a hydrogen bomb. I mean, this is a very dangerous world, made all the more dangerous by a president who doesn't know what he's doing.
And you haven't even mentioned China.
Choose someone who does know what he or she is doing to replace him.
Exactly. Well, and you know, I've said that experience defines preference. In this last 8 years, we've got plenty of information in terms of defining preference. And if the voter in America doesn't understand what the next president needs to know and what they need to be about, we're in serious trouble. And that's your next question, what the next president will need to know about Iran and the Islamic State.
Yeah, that's right. I wrote a column for the Jerusalem Post this week. I've posted it on my blog, so it's easier to find. People go to joelrosenberg.com, and you click onto the blog section, you'll see this column. And I just walk through this distinction between radical Islam, which is dangerous enough, but apocalyptic Islam, which is even more dangerous because it's driven by people who are trying to bring about the end of the world. And what I'm talking about is the leaders of Iran and the leaders of the Islamic State. I quote them in the article. So, but that's what I'm trying to work my way through, getting to know the various presidential candidates, those who will meet with me, to brief them, and to educate the American people. Now, one thing is interesting, Bill. Fiction, writing novels, is an interesting way to try to educate people because people don't feel like they're being educated. You know, you take them on a high-speed, high-octane adventure, with all kinds of drama, and you pull them through a story that hopefully they can't put down even at 5 o'clock in the morning.
Right.
And they are engaged emotionally as well as intellectually in a story, not in a cause or in a subject.
Mm-hmm.
And yet, as you're getting pulled through the into the story deeper and deeper, and begin caring for the characters who are living in this story as ISIS unleashes this horrific scenario and a president who doesn't understand what's going on finds himself, you know, literally captured by the very people that we're all warning him to go defeat. It allows people to think about things that, you know, they're not going to go buy a 900-page book on the history of radical Islam or their theology or eschatology.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but this takes them through it.
Will be that for people.
Well, and congratulations. I understand you got some good news. Latest report on the sales of The First Hostage?
Yeah, we just found out it'll hit 21 on the USA Today bestseller list, and I'll be on the Today Show later this morning to talk about it.
Well, congratulations. Joel Rosenberg, New York Times bestselling author of both fiction and nonfiction books, his latest book, The First Hostage. Joel, is always good to have you with us. Be safe out there. It is 28 minutes after the top of the hour. This is Bill Martinez. We're live. We've got more coming up right after this.
Make a resolution for the new year and improve your health with exercise, a healthy diet, and plenty of water in 2016. Keeping your body hydrated is essential for your health. While tap water may look and smell clean, it may contain contaminants that are picked up on its journey to your faucet, which could be harmful to your health. Make sure your water is cleaner by using an at-home water filtration system, like Pure's Advanced Water Faucet Filter System, which can greatly improve the quality of your drinking water. Pure's faucet filter systems are certified to remove over 70 contaminants, including 99% of lead, 92% of pesticides, and 96% of mercury. The faucet filters last up to 3 months or 100 gallons of water and reduce 10 times more contaminants than the leading pitcher. Pure's faucet filter systems are easy to install and require no tools and start around $20, making filtering water at your home simple. Improve the quality of your water by filtering with Pure and raise a glass to your health and hydration this new year. For more information, visit Pure.com.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug-out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
So speak life to the dead and darkest night. Speak life when the sun won't shine and you don't know why. Look into the eyes of the brokenhearted. Watch them come alive as soon as you speak hope. You speak love, you speak.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
I'll tell you, ladies and gentlemen, if we're going to get this country back on track, you've got to engage this culture. The time for political correctness is gone. I mean, you just got to step over that. That's all I can tell you, because you need to speak up. We need to engage this culture. We need to confront it with the truth. The reason that we've been marginalized is because they don't want to deal with the truth. They really don't. And sadly, as they continue, and I say the elites and those that follow their lead, we're being deafened. And as a result, this country continues on the trajectory that it is. So how do you like me now? With us right now at just about 27 minutes before the top of the hour is Alex Kincaid, civil attorney with a specialty in the area of the Second Amendment and gun rights. Alex, always good to have you with us. How you doing?
Good morning, Bill. I'm great. Thanks for having me.
Wonderful. Well, you and I talked about this before the end of the year. The president was going to use his cell phone and use his pen, exercise an executive order. So this latest executive order on gun control, what does it mean to Main Street America?
Fortunately, the president said a whole lot without saying very much. So what we saw in his executive action were, you know, the tears and the emotion of the crowd. But in reality, all he's talking about doing is enforcing the laws that we already have in this country, and he's funding that with more government money that we don't have. Mm-hmm. So that is the big downside to this. He, of course, is not focusing on the real criminals and the terrorists. Instead, he has launched his attack on the average American gun owner, which is not going to be very effective in addressing America's real issues.
Well, and that's the deal. I mean, it's like, here it is, you're you know, giving it lip service, and there's lots of rhetoric, and he now himself, I mean, it's so obvious. You know, he will admit that anything he does now would not have done anything about the previous tragedies that we've experienced.
Well, it won't, and it's ludicrous to spend the money to make sure that our senior citizens who are on Social Security are reported to the FBI so that they can't have a firearm. What is the point of doing that? These are not the people who are committing the mass murders. These are not the people who are walking into our children's schools and shooting and killing little babies. This is, you know, nothing other than him saying, here's what I can do legally. My advisors have told me this, and so I'm going to spend some more money. And it, unfortunately, it's not being spent in a way that's going to keep the criminals off the street. So, Bill, when he says, you know, I'm redefining or I'm clarifying, he's not really redefining. We talked about that a little bit last time, that may be something that he does. He's not including anyone new in the definition of dealing firearms. He's just spent money to issue this new 10-page pamphlet that was put out by the ATF this week on what it means to be a dealer. There is nothing new in there. Anyone who is engaged in the business of selling firearms has to have a license, and he hasn't expanded that definition at all.
Exactly. Well, and I thought it was interesting that he did the CNN town hall. And I say, you know, I said, well, you know, okay, well, he was confronted, and it seemed like maybe he might have been a bit surprised, because normally when he does this sort of thing, you know, the audience is fairly well shill. You know, it's a bit of a shill, and some might say, well, it was still shilled a little bit. But nonetheless, I thought that there were some tough questions there. And Anderson Cooper, I think to his credit, you know, seemed to want to hold his feet to the fire.
Right, and I don't think that really anything came out in a positive light for the president. It's just that he has followers that don't really care what he says or what the facts are, and they support him regardless. So, you know, this town hall wasn't, in my view, particularly a positive event for him.
Right. Well, but I think that for we the people, in terms of getting the conversation out, and you're exactly right, Alex, I think people need to understand that no matter what this president does, that they're going to follow him, you know, over the cliff. It doesn't matter. But,
right.
You know, when you get into the situation of gun control and all of a sudden you find out that you are in San Bernardino, you are in a conference hall where gunmen are coming in and the government has taken away your option to protect yourself, I think your perspective might change pretty radically and quick by comparison.
Well, the empathy from the American people for those who were disarmed in that situation is proven through what we've seen after that event, because what the president is suggesting and what he's doing and what he's saying about we need more gun control laws does not in any way match what the will of the American people is. And we know that because gun sales are skyrocketing, training for people who have purchased these new firearms is skyrocketing. The American people want to be able to defend themselves.
Exactly.
We value our Second Amendment, and we want to hold true to it.
Mm-hmm. And I got to tell you, it is encouraging, and I'm happy to hear not only that our Americans are going out and purchasing guns, but also the training has increased, because it is more than just having a gun. You better know what to do with it, right?
You better know what to do with it, and, you know, guess what? People are signing up for more training without the government necessarily telling them they have to do it. If you're going to buy a gun, the normal person knows this item could be dangerous.
Exactly.
And if you use it wrong, you could go to jail. So we're motivated on our own to get this training. Yes, we also need to take certain classes to get a concealed carry license, but that is, you know, that is not all the training that is happening in the world. I know people who are very experienced firearms owners, and now is the time to really hone your skills and know what you're doing with that deadly weapon.
Exactly. Well, there's nothing like a responsible gun owner, no doubt about it. There was a story here a couple of Christmases ago, Alex, I know you remember, up in, I believe it was Oregon, in a mall where there was a shooter, and I think he shot one person. There was someone there in the mall who an experienced gun owner, clearly. He had a concealed weapon. He pulled it out, drew bead on the perpetrator. The perpetrator, by the grace of God, his magazine jams. So he's sitting there trying to get the jam undone so that he can continue to fire. But meanwhile, he sees the gun owner who draws bead on him, and he says, gosh, you know, he's figuring, well, that's it, I'm done. Well, he didn't realize the gun owner is looking at this And he's saying, this is not a clean shoot. There's just too much danger here. So he didn't fire, but he kept beat on this guy. Well, he finally, you know, loads the gun. He chambers around, and he ends up shooting himself as a result of the threat that was upon him. But because there was a wise and trained gun owner there, how many, you know, thousands and maybe hundreds of people did he save because of his choice and his ability to be there on the spot?
Well, every day, and that is one of the good stories. Every day, though, you can go on the internet and you can see the stories of people who are saving lives because they are trained to use their personal firearm. And even our law enforcement officials support that because they can't always be there. So, you know, I don't know where the change happened in this country where people started believing more that those who have firearms are evil versus good, because the reality is most people who have a gun are your friend. They are the people who will protect themselves, they will protect their family, and sometimes they will even protect strangers, like in the story that you just relayed.
Exactly.
So, you know, people need to change their perspective a little bit and remember that.
Well, Chris Kyle called them sheepdogs. You know, you got the sheepdogs in the neighborhood and, you know, family members that are constantly looking out. Their heads are on a swivel. They're looking for danger, you know, keeping their eyes open. They're situationally aware. And those are the kind of people you want to be near if all hell breaks loose, because, you know, they're going to be there to assist and to help you out. Alice, can you stick around for another segment?
Sure.
I'd love to keep you on. We'll continue this conversation with Alex Kincaid. This is Bill Martinez. We're live at 19 before the top of the hour.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Make a resolution for the new year and improve your health with exercise, a healthy diet, and plenty of water in 2016. Keeping your body hydrated is essential for your health. While tap water may look and smell clean, it may contain contaminants that are picked up on its journey to your faucet, which could be harmful to your health. Make sure your water is cleaner by using an at-home water filtration system, like Pure's Advanced Water Faucet Filter System, which can greatly improve the quality of your drinking water. Pure's faucet filter systems are certified to remove over 70 contaminants, including 99% of lead, 92% of pesticides, and 96% of mercury. The faucet filters last up to 3 months or 100 gallons of water and reduce 10 times more contaminants than the leading pitcher. Pure's faucet filter systems are easy to install and require no tools and start around $20, making filtering water at your home simple. Improve the quality of your water by filtering with Pure and raise a glass to your health and hydration this new year. For more information, visit pure.com.
If survivalist housing has been in your plans, get ready. We're bringing our Timberline Range Camps to you February 6th through 14th, the Great American Outdoor Show in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Get an up-close look at some of our most popular Timberline models or visit survivalistcamps.com to pre-order a camp. We'll bring it to the show and save you the cost of shipping. It's the perfect time to get that camp you wanted. Go to survivalistcamps.com, then plan on joining us at the Great American Outdoor Show in February in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. you can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Once you meet Chris Jacob, Vice President of the American Firearms Retailers Association. He's the owner of the Bullseye Indoor Shooting Range and Gun Store in San Rafael, California. Chris, it's great to have you here. First of all, how is business under President Obama? Because everything I read says gun sales have been going up. Every time he talks about guns, gun sales go up.
It's been busy. And certainly I think that shows, as Taya said earlier, that there's a very serious concern in this country about personal security. And the sheriff is right. They do everything they possibly can to make sure they get there as quickly as they possibly can. And my question is actually focused around law enforcement as well. There's 53,000 licensed gun dealers in the United States who stand behind the counter and say no to people all day. We feel it's our responsibility to make sure that people who have a criminal past, people who are mentally ill or are having a bad day, don't get possession of firearms. So we assist law enforcement all the time in the process of making sure that those things don't change hands inside our commercial market if they shouldn't. It's a very serious responsibility for us, and as a group, we take it very seriously. My question is around the executive order related to the investigators, the inspectors, the adding of 200 inspectors, who are more on the auditing and record-keeping side. Why not add 200 ATF agents on the law enforcement side to keep the criminals and the bad guys out of the stores in the first place? I mean, the problem seems to me to be, you mentioned dealers who are less responsible than others, and certainly it's possible that those folks are out there. But if we can enforce the laws that already exist, the tens of thousands of gun laws that are on the books right now, it might create a very significant deterrent.
Well, that's a clip from last night's CNN town hall meeting with the president. And a gun owner himself asking the president questions. And the question that most Americans want to know, and that is, why don't we enforce the current laws that are in place? Our conversation with Alex Kincaid, civil attorney with especially in the area of Second Amendment and gun rights, as a former prosecutor herself. She has plenty of experience having to do with firearms legal cases. Now her latest book is titled Infringed. Alex, I thought that the gun seller, the gun shop owner there, and the representative of gun sellers across America articulated the situation very clearly to the president.
He had an excellent point, which is, you know, these executive orders are all about enforcement, but look at the laws that the government is choosing to enforce, and look at where they're placing these agents. ATF has two sides. ATF has a side that is filled with employees who look after the businesses that are selling guns. They send agents out. They can do it as much as once a year to go through a gun dealer's records. And if there's anything wrong in there, that gun dealer is going to get what's called a report of violations that tells them what they've done wrong at a minimum. There are other punishments that can come, which include that that gun dealer could lose their license if the ATF decides that the problems in the record keeping are so severe that they shouldn't be selling guns.
Exactly.
So what the president has chosen to do is not put agents on the other side of ATF, which is like any other law enforcement agency. The other side is enforcing the laws against the criminals.
Right.
These are investigators. He's not putting them there.
No.
He's putting them on the side that is going to look into the businesses that are trying to sell firearms. So what does that tell you? It tells you that the president, again, is not focusing on the real problem, which are the criminals. He's focusing on the businesses that are trying to sell guns.
And that's been consistent, whether we look at foreign policy or other issues of this administration. He does not seem to understand how to really solve the problem. You know, in that clip, gun seller had mentioned Taya Kyle, and we'd mentioned Chris Kyle earlier, the widow of famed Navy SEAL Chris Kyle. And she told the president that she didn't believe the expanded background checks, part of the president's new regulations, would deter criminals. She suggested that the president has actually played up the threat of gun violence in the United States, which has seen a continual decline in such violence in recent years. So the empirical evidence stands in contrast to the president's perspective and what he's trying to sell the American public on.
Well, exactly. And I don't think that the president doesn't get it. I think he knows very well what he's doing. And what he's not going to, you know, deter the criminal activity, but he is, if you look further into these executive actions and the suggested reporting of people who are seeking counseling, particularly, that reporting right now comes from the most part from veterans who have served our country, by the way.
Right.
He's going to deter people from seeking the counseling that they actually need. So, you know, again, I don't think this is by accident. I think 100% this is by design. He just wants to go after your American gun owner who is otherwise a law-abiding citizen. He's really not interested in the true criminals. And I think,
right,
you know, then you have to get to the question of why is that? And does he want more statistics to use as an argument? But fortunately, he's not getting them.
Well, Main Street America is dealing with reality, that they are exposed. You have sheriffs across the country saying, look at, if you have a license to carry, carry. If you don't, and you want to, by all means, get educated and carry your weapon, because law enforcement cannot cover all the areas. And as you know, and we've talked about this before, Alex, when a gun comes out, lives are measured in seconds, and the average response time for law enforcement is minutes. You know, it's we're talking maybe 12, 15 minutes before they can respond. Well, a lot can happen in 12 to 15 minutes, as we know.
When seconds count, they're minutes away, you know.
Exactly.
That's the saying, and it holds true, and law enforcement will tell you that. So the best thing that you can do is to be armed, but, you know, I hate seeing the disarming of people who really do need the firearms. And again, one of the things that bugs me the most, because I see so many seniors who are training in my practice, they're coming to the trainings we put on, they're interested in protecting themselves. A firearm is a great equalizer for them in a situation where a younger, stronger person could break into their home or attack them on the street.
Mm-hmm.
And he's focusing on those people and taking their guns away. He's focusing on our veterans and taking their guns away. And the question, of course, from America is, why can't we just focus on the criminals and the terrorists and put them away?
Exactly. Well, the FBI processed a record number of firearm-related background checks last year, indicating that more guns were sold in 2015 than any previous year in American history. The president did say that he would be good for business. In fact, he has been good for business, but I don't think in the way that he intended.
Throughout his tenure. Right.
Right.
Every
exactly.
year is a new record year in gun sales.
Well, more than 23 million checks. Okay, we're talking about background checks and the pressure on that because that's the scenario right here. But here's the evidence. More than 23 million checks were processed through the National Instant Background Check System in 2015. That was an all-time record, Alex.
And if you follow what the president says, then correspondingly, crime rates should be skyrocketing right now, right? Because all these guns are going out into society. But the exact opposite is happening. We are safer than ever. Our crime rates are lower than ever. And if we could just eliminate some of those last standing barriers to the people being true protectors of themselves and being responsible Americans, like the gun-free zones, those really need to go.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, then we would see some great advancements, I think, in the
You know,
internet.
I keep telling people, Alex, you know, these gun-free zones. I was in Florida. I'm going to a movie theater. They have a sign. This is the gun-free zone. I go to the manager. I said, you realize what you just did to everybody in this place? You just put them in danger with that ridiculous sign. That is absolutely dangerous. Get that sign out of there. Well, it's a corporate policy. I said, you've got to be kidding me. You know, I'm telling you, I am not coming back here because you just put me in danger.
He just put a big red X on every patron's back in that theater.
Exactly. And you know, but this is how naive people are. But, you know, I'm glad that we can have the conversation. I'm glad that, you know, CNN had the town hall because it keeps the conversation going and people are starting to see, you know, what's at issue here and why the pushback. You just want to, you know, be toting your guns and your Bibles and doing whatever, you know. But meanwhile, that kind of conversation doesn't solve the problem. It just endangers more people when, you know, we're targeting the wrong person. When you have an option, we can target seniors or veterans who've served this country faithfully and protected us, or we can go after the criminal. But this administration would much rather go after older people and veterans, and it just seems so upside down and convoluted, Alex.
Well, it's because it's a personal agenda. It's not one that is built on what's actually happening in our country and what our needs are. This is the president who claims he's never owned a gun, which may very well be true, and he certainly hates guns. And if you look at the position of the NRA, they're in the position right now where they just kind of go, what's the point of even talking to this guy? And we saw that last night as well. They didn't want to participate.
Mm-hmm.
What's the point? Are we going to talk about basketball, you know?
Right, exactly. Yeah, do your brackets here.
He doesn't care what the real need is, and he doesn't care what the will of the American people is.
Right. And our Second Amendment right is part of our Constitution. It was there, you know, established and included by our wise founding fathers for a reason. It was for self-governance and self-protection. God forbid that we would lose that right. Alex Kincaid has been with us. Alex, thank you so much for your perspective. She is a civil attorney with a specialty in the area of the Second Amendment and gun rights and author of the book Infringed. It is 2 minutes before the top of the hour. This is Bill Martinez. We're live.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.